For 2019, Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, known as FAPSI, has selected the hottest food trends to expect this year. We're talking all things new, all things food. Today on the Food Files, we'll dive into convenience cooking with food industry economists, an endowed professor of FAPSI, and professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Dr. Rodney Holcomb.
Online grocery shopping definitely changed once Amazon jumped into the mix by buying Whole Foods. That immediately shot Amazon up to one of the top 15 food retailers in the country. However, even though online grocery shopping has grown, it's still very limited in its growth and the percentage of the population that actually does a significant amount of their shopping online for groceries, simply because there's a lot of concern about the freshness and the quality of the products that you get when you purchase online. The irony of all this is, in an age where we buy so many things online and it gets shipped to our door, that's the way most retail outlets used to operate. As we watch JCPenney's and Sears go bankrupt, you have to think it was only two generations ago that most Americans bought products from JCPenney's and Sears by opening the catalog, finding the product, and either calling in or mailing an order in. Now we do the same thing, we just do it faster because we can do it electronically online. On the food side, it used to be the case that you would have a lot of the smaller mom and pop grocery stores that not only would they deliver, but they do many of the same things that we see becoming trends right now. You could call up and place an order and it would be waiting for you when you came by to pick it up. You could drop off a list, go do other shopping and come back, and the store owner may have pulled products that you were requesting and your groceries are waiting for you. And it wasn't uncommon going back even three or four generations ago for someone to send in a list to a grocery store and say, this is what I want. And obviously, you've got to say that was non-perishable products, but you could get a lot of relatively shelf-stable products boxed and mailed to wherever you happen to be. So that was very common. We just happen to see a speed of exchange has changed quite a bit in the electronic age. But the trend itself, yeah, we moved away from that and got into more supermarkets and the big box stores. And now we see some of that trend popping back in. It's a matter of convenience. What are we willing to pay to have that convenience? And what are we willing to pay just to have that relationship with the retailer? The biggest challenge is getting what you want when you want it. As with almost every type of online shopping, one of the big issues that exists is the carbon footprint of the packaging materials themselves. So in a world where we're buying more things online, it requires more packaging materials. That's more paper, that's more wood, that's more plastic that's going to be used.
Thank you, Dr. Holcomb, for talking about convenience cooking with us on the Food Files. FAPSI, a part of the OSU's Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, helps to discover, develop, and deliver technical and business information that stimulates and supports the growth of value-added food and agricultural products and processing in Oklahoma. To stay in the know while on the go, download the FAPSI Connect app today.